This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. It's at the top of the hour, Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire. My dad is also in the house, George Lawrence. And here we are, top of the hour, live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. She has a delicious portobello mushroom soup.
Ooh, I wish I'd known that.
It is really good. I always try out her soup. And
I have yet to have anything that wasn't fantastic.
I know. Yeah. She does a really, really good job.
Especially the chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies are really good. They are.
I'm not going to think about that right now, though.
But you know what she does, too, what they've been doing a lot of, at least two or three of them a week, is catering, like small business catering. 20, 25 people. She puts her little cart, loads her cart up and trucks it along Elm Street and goes and delivers it. Yeah, we do quite a few of those. So.
That's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Well, Food for Thought is brought to you today by New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com, and also Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue at 837 2nd Street in Manchester and online at ribshack.net. And Ipswich Clam Bake, 791 2nd Street in Manchester, ipswichclambake.com, fresh local seafood and catering. They do some catering as well.
Beautiful. Yes, I went there a couple weeks ago.
And?
Ipswich was delicious. They have a really nice outside seating, too.
They do. That's new.
Right. It's... Oh, gosh, it's got something stuck in my throat. Sorry. It's... it's really, really nice.
And I had never been into what it was before, the Clam King. I had never been in there before, but I hear it is vastly... I've seen it inside now. It's gorgeous, but I hear it's vastly different from what it was before.
It doesn't even look at all like it.
Where is that associated with?
I know.
Where the new owners, what is it? They're from the one from Massachusetts?
Yes.
Oh,
Ipswich,
okay.
Ipswich Clam Bake.
Did you see the outside seating area? It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew you were talking about the restaurant.
It's very nice.
No, I didn't. This one isn't running. I just had to go grab that one.
Oh, okay.
Outside.
It's very nice. The seats are nice and it's
that's
really nice.
What I want to do with Lowell Street. I got the same vision. Yeah, outside, right on the side of the building. Yeah, honestly.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That's what is needed right in the heart of a town like that. But, it's very nice. I haven't eaten there yet, this other place.
Yeah, very good. Very, very good.
Good. Good.
I'm looking at Carol's face right now and trying not to laugh. You're not thinking of that, going that direction, it seems like. Maybe not. So I saw some interesting food news. I'm just going to change the subject now. Some interesting food news. Whole Foods says it will stop selling foods made with prison labor.
Really?
Yeah. So, and
wonder why.
Well, it's kind of interesting. There's two different, after reading the article, there's really two different foods, food for thought about it, thoughts about it. Well, a lot of these companies that are making, one of them is making goat cheese, another one was making something else, but they are, the way they see it, these companies who are making the products for Whole Foods, is they are helping prisoners to, you know, learn to work together as a team, to come out with some sort of a skill, to also put a little, they don't make very much, but to put a little bit of money into savings for when they get out, exactly, so that they have something built up for when they get out. So the companies who are using the prison workers are thinking that they're doing a good thing, whereas customers and consumers who are complaining about it are saying that the companies and Whole Foods are profiting from using prison workers who are working for pennies on the dollar, like they might make $1,200 a year. So they feel like they're profiting from so there's kind of two schools of thought, really.
You know.
What are your thoughts on that?
There's always a twist someplace.
There is. And that's, I'm not even sure what to say.
It is
really
hard. I think it's a good thing, but yet someone could tell me something else and I'd say, well, yeah, you're right.
I know. Exactly. It's like two really good arguments.
It is. I mean, it's giving them, it's helping them, and I don't know. You're going to be careful answering that.
But apparently Food for Thought has made the decision. I think it said by April they'll stop selling any foods that are made with prison labor.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and apparently the companies that are in question about it are still going to do the program to help, but they're going to make certain things that aren't so they can continue to sell that to Whole Foods. So,
because the way I see it, we just can't leave them there and not try to rehabilitate them.
Exactly.
And this is one way to get the spirit up and think of the right thing. And
But that's
my view on it until someone gives me another view.
I know,
view.
It's true.
Yeah, and I can see other people's, you know, people's thoughts about that. If it's a big company that is, you know, clearly charging a lot of money for their foods, and then they're going and trying to get the cheapest labor.
Well, it should reflect, though. People should be happy.
Yeah, but Whole Foods, I think,
maybe
is not reflecting that. You know, that's maybe
because
what it sounds
of
like,
these but help through this system. Prison system, you hate to say, you know, you really do. This will be this amount. And people will go, wow, this is great.
Exactly.
This was
so maybe
very
they
good.
Just need to think of it.
I think it's
way.
Not being put out the right way. Yeah.
You know what I've been watching? This is making me think of it. I've been watching, Daryl and I have been on a Orange is the New Black kick. Have
don't
you
tell me.
That?
I haven't finished last season. I don't have enough time.
Okay, now hold on. How many seasons were there?
I think there's only two so far, right? I think I'm still watching the first season.
See, I heard that there was three, but On Demand only shows two, and we just finished the second one last night.
All right, well, don't tell me.
Oh, my gosh. Have you heard
That's a crazy show.
Oh, isn't it crazy?
Yes.
Now, doesn't that kind of make you think a little bit when you hear that they're preparing food?
Well, I think that's probably some people's argument as well as, is it the same quality? Is it up to the same standards? I mean, I would think that they would have to.
I mean, in Orange is the New Black, in their defense, their kitchen is kept up impeccably.
True.
It is. So I'm just going to say that. But yeah, what a show that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I have to make sure the kids are in bed
while. You do.
I can't have one of them walking down in on that show.
So that's funny because I really would like to know how many seasons there are with that. I heard three, but it's all done too. It doesn't air anymore.
Oh,
that's what I heard too.
I didn't know that.
So, you know, I guess I gotta find out. But anyway. So Dad, do you have anything on your
No, I have a little recipe, just maybe do a meatloaf, but on news in the area in the United
States.
I
love food news.
Is the McDonald's is coming out with an organic burger.
Really?
It's always you gotta give them credit. Now they have working for them that go unbelievable.
Well, didn't they just change a new CEO or something,
yeah,
McDonald's, like a little
did.
Bit ago?
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, they say because of sluggish sales.
Sluggish sales, exactly.
They're coming out with this new organic beef burger. It's coming out next month.
Wow.
So they said that's going to boost business. Remarkable. It will. And you're going to see the price reflect too. It's getting expensive, like everything else.
I mean, I don't go to McDonald's, but, you know, I have heard that it is expensive. You know, when you used
expensive.
To be able to go in and get like a, you know, quarter pounder of cheese, large fry, and a Coke, it was like under $5.
Yeah,
now I think it's like $10.
Do you want to make a meal with that? That'll be $8.56 plus tax.
Especially if you want to try some of the healthier options too.
That too.
Then just you can expect $10.
You
want to
try their ultimate? Boy, you're going to pay for it, which is fine.
But at least they have the offerings.
But it is good to change over from McDonald's to Wendy's. I had the opportunity to do all this traveling trip I just took. You know what it is? You're driving along the highway like that.
Extensive
highway driving. You can. They say, well, let's stop for some good food. You can't. Wherever you stop, it's Wendy's. Mm-hmm. And you know what makes a big mark now? I just traveled 3,300 miles cross country. And the idea is you're not in a hurry, but you're hungry. And you don't want to tie up an hour, hour and a half.
Because you want to get back on the road.
And when you get off the road, right. You look, Chesterfield. Maybe try that sometime. But the biggest one you see is Subway.
Really?
Subway everywhere. Subway, Arby's, McDonald's, and Wendy's. There's no other place. Unless you get into town and you go in 6 miles, 7 miles, you can't find it. Find out they're closed. I did Wendy's a couple times. And you go to Wendy's and you get their ultimate chicken sandwich.
Their spicy chicken sandwich, cheese and ketchup only.
That one is very good, but try the ultimate. It's a regular piece of chicken with no breading that's been grilled. Lettuce, tomato, and onion, and it has a light Russian dressing on it.
Mm.
I hate to say it, I don't. I was to die for. I said, this is, and it's thick. It's a nice piece of meat. So, but I'm just saying, traveling. And that one was $7.56. I remember that.
Yeah.
You know? And so that was a small soda and a small, and it was enough for me. But it's getting up there.
Yeah, it is.
Then
it is.
The subways were good, too.
You know, I don't really care for
I don't subway. Either, but on the highway, they're good. Why do you think? You know that. Because it's fresh. It's really being used.
Oh, right.
You hit these spotty places, there's so damn many of them. You'll go and things are maybe hanging around an extra day. That's what I see. You know, because I had stopped. I forget the subway.
Now, if I can remember correctly, were you driving an RV back?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Did you have a kitchen and a refrigerator?
Oh, yeah, but the same way you're going to stop and cook, forget it.
It was just him, and he went out to buy it. He flew out, bought it, and then drove it back home.
Drove it
so
home.
I can see doing
that. I wouldn't do that.
By yourself, yeah.
The only use the refrigerator saw, and it's a four-door refrigerator, was a water, a soda, the leftover half of the ultimate sandwich for the night, if I didn't feel like eating or just kept on driving. But no, it's quite an experience, you know, the way that I do it, because I'm different. I should have been a trucker, because I stop in all the. Did you ever hear of Love's Travel Plazas?
I grew up in Oklahoma.
Oh,
so, yeah,
so you did
definitely.
And Pilot.
Yep.
And TA, those are the places I went. Like, you go into Love's Travel Plaza.
What is the difference between that one and, like...
Well, that one's first class. And it's big, and you go in, and I'm talking parking for 80 to 100 trucks. And I'm one of them, or the motorhomes that go with it. You sell your diesel, you buy your diesel, you pull right in, it's monstrous. There's a gas on this side, gas on this side, you're in, you're out. You go park for free. You have water. If you want, you know, to refuel. And inside the Travel Plaza, there's always either a Subway or an Arby's or a Chesterfield. And other than that, showers, impeccable. Marble, granite.
Really?
Wash your clothes. They take care of it. They charge you nominal. It's $375. It comes all back hand folded.
I didn't know that.
Anything. A pharmacy. It's great. And it's... for free, but you're buying your services. I mean, you want anything you want, and it's 24 hours a day, and you're driving, and for a while, I said, oh, where is there going to be a plaza? I'd like to stop. Then I smartened up. There's a flyer, a book, and it tells you where all the exits, where there's a
so
Love, where's a TA, where's a... It was great, and if you hit a bummy one, you know, I mean, by bummy, I did get one in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it was a Love's Plaza. Mismanagement. Uh-huh. It was terrible. I mean, you could tell it wasn't clean. It wasn't right. They had a lousy attitude. Funny, we pick that up when you're in business, you know? And I did say it. I said it later on. I says, no, this is such a great place. I says, you heard about the one in Albuquerque. Oh, my God. He says, I would do anything to transfer there and be the manager. You know, they know that the place is not right.
More travels.
It was a lot of fun. I enjoy that aspect of it. I really do. I
still think it's so scary driving back by yourself like that, Dad. It was too much.
I did that when I got out of the Marine Corps. I shipped my little Miata from Hawaii to California. I was 22 years
young.
Old.
My dad isn't a, you know, I mean,
well, a lot of people think a young girl,
I mean,
though,
Dad.
Same difference.
The only part that I felt like that is when I left Ohio and got into upper New York, it was actually scary. 10 wide lanes, traffic, rain, my doggone, this guy here, this iPad, the GPS wasn't working correctly. It was telling me something different than when I knew where to go. I couldn't get off the road because I didn't know what exit to take. You know, you take an exit sometimes.
That's hairy up there.
And it was raining.
Yep.
And you couldn't see the lines.
I've been there.
You didn't know what lane you're in.
Yep. And dark. Was it dark?
It was dark. Yep. It was 5 o'clock in the morning.
I think you're telling me about my trip.
Where am I? I says, well, I should stop. Where am I going to stop? I'm going to go off here if this thing ain't working. Where am I? I don't even know where I'm at.
Yeah.
It's the only time it was hairy. I was hoping to get it lighter. I kept on going. I slowed down to 45, and I stayed the second lane over instead of to a hard right or a hard left. And when I remember it was forever. It only got light at 7:30. It was that dark 2 days ago, 3 days ago. But that's the only hairy part I had. I didn't like it. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, what am I going to just keep going slow?
Yeah. Though people will go around you.
They do. And then you get the rude people. Mm-hmm. You know, we all know about them. Some of them cut you off. They're just like right in front of you. Ugh. You know, you go for the break. You don't have to, but they're playing it too tight. And then some, you know, hand gestures because you want to get in. Try to change lane with a motorhome. They will not let you. And if you push, you know, you can just start. Heck with this. Whoa. Get upset. Yeah. But the majority of it, I'm telling you, 95% of it was just pure fun. It really was.
Good.
Rough roads.
You're back, so that's
good. Yeah, rough roads. I didn't like Arizona. Roads are horrible. Mexico, the roads are horrible.
Wow.
Bumpy. You know, go boom. You know, back
especially
in
a big
boom.
RV.
Bing, boom, 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 boom.
Well, and you were doing like, what, 800 miles a day?
Well, yeah, I tried to. No, I did 7, the biggest I did.
Yeah. Still, that's a lot of miles in one day.
Nice job,
man.
George.
Yeah. Well, man, it was kind of fun. But it's more fun with somebody.
Yeah, I
definitely
would.
Yeah, I have never done a long one like that. That was long. That was very long.
All right, you are listening to Food for Thought 107.7 or WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Tracy Gregoire. Also in the house is my dad, George Lawrence. And we're just talking some food news and stuff. And, you know, I came across this recipe. It sounds pretty cool. You know, you hear cauliflower used so much, you know, in different
things.
I do. I don't like it plain so much, you know, like, you know, I don't know.
White cheese sauce.
Well, yeah, with cheese, definitely.
That's the only way it's good.
Yeah.
Just simply roast. I like it just roasted with some seasoning on it. It's good.
Yeah, I'm not. I did try it in a pizza crust. There's a recipe with a pizza crust cauliflower, which I've shared before on our show. But I saw this one. It's a buffalo cauliflower. You take the head of cauliflower, peel off all the leaves, and then cut the stem till it's about, you know, an inch and a half or so, and put it, it says stem side down.
So it's still in the big head?
Yes, still in the big head. 450-degree oven, roast it for 30, 35 minutes. Take it out, let it cool, break it up in the little florets. Then in a pan, you're going to heat up some olive oil and a quarter cup sriracha and a quarter cup of Frank's hot sauce.
That's why you like it.
Yes.
Or might like it.
It's buffaloed. And some salt and pepper. And first do the sauce so that it almost gets a little bit thicker. Like, you know, you kind of, you know, saute a little bit. And then add your cauliflower to it. And then, you know, and butter. There's also butter in there. So saute that all up and then take it out. Serve it with some crumbled blue cheese on top. Doesn't
that really
sound
does. Where did you find that?
Good.
Yeah. It does.
I don't remember where I found it.
Yep. Right. That is nice
buffalo
one.
Cauliflower.
Buffalo
though.
Cauliflower.
I'm going to search it. Maybe it's a way to get my kids to eat it.
Do they like hot?
A little bit.
Yeah, that's what I find. They
like buffalo wings. And
okay,
so
then
they'll eat those.
Because this must be, you know, it's sriracha and it's a quarter cup of each.
Well,
quarter
that's what
cup
I mean.
Plus 1 tablespoon of each.
I think
of those.
I just try with a quarter, just the sriracha, just to keep that zest in there, but. Frank's and that. Well, it
I
all
like
depends
Frank's.
What you like.
Frank's hot sauce is good. Frank's, you know, the buffalo wing sauce. I like that one.
I like a hint of it.
Yeah.
That's good. That sounds good. That
sounds
totally
good.
The blue cheese. Fantastic.
Well, besides the blue cheese, it's pretty low in calories, really.
And you can not use the blue cheese or use a little bit of less.
Or
less
right. Exactly.
No, you are right.
So
I have, excuse me, I have interesting little piece of news. Have you ever heard of eating banana peels?
No.
No.
Sounds a little gross, right?
I think so.
So it says banana peels are the best thing you aren't eating. We eat apple peels and peach skin. Why not banana peels too? According to the Business Insider, banana peels contain some really great vitamins and nutrients that we are just throwing away in the compost. So you can blend them up in smoothies, which I actually have heard this before. I use the Nutribullet, and you can put everything in there.
Yeah.
And it pulverizes it to a complete liquid, so you don't even. There's no texture or
no
anything.
No strings.
Yeah. So you're getting the. That's a good way. So blend them up into smoothies.
I think I'll try it on the way out.
There you go. Bake
that's
them.
Interesting.
Bake until crispy.
Maybe.
Until they're crispy, maybe they'd be like banana chips.
I guess.
Maybe. But this one, I think I'm definitely going to try. So it says, not this one. It says, oh, heck, just eat them along with a banana. That I will not be doing.
No, that's gross.
But this was neat. Put them in a pitcher of water to use for houseplants. You know, maybe helps your plants grow. Haven't heard that before. But this is the one I want to try for sure. Use the banana peels as a bed for roasting or grilling your meat.
Oh, that's
or anything.
Interesting.
Even anything. Wouldn't that be good? Maybe just a little bit. So you're getting the vegetable or the vitamins and everything from it, maybe cooked into it, and maybe a little
different
bit of flavor.
Flavor must be there.
You're not eating it. That might be worth trying.
It's always someone thinking.
I know. But you know what? It is true. I mean, you eat the apple peels, you eat the peel. You know, you do eat all those peels.
And that's where all the nutrients are.
And they're all good. They always say there's more in the peel than in the fruit.
Yeah.
Or just as much.
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe try grilling with your banana peels.
Oh, I'm going to try it in that machine when I go up.
Are you going?
Yeah, upstairs. The smoothies. We have Vitamix up there.
Let us know what you think.
I just saw a lady before I came down. I forgot what she got. She got spinach, this, that, ginger, right? It sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I've put spinach and all kinds of greens
ginger,
in my...
An apple.
Yeah,
ginger would give it a really great flavor.
Ginger's awesome.
I said, wow, I didn't know we were selling them like that. Those two people getting them.
Good.
That's pretty good. Yeah. It takes time to build that up to know that we have it.
Well, how about this one? Have you, what do you do with your milk when it sours?
I throw it away.
Exactly.
Actually, there's no milk in my house because I don't drink it.
Oh, well, there you go. And milk never sours in my house because I have two boys who pour a full glass and drink it and then pour another full glass and drink it. We cannot keep it, in our house at all. I'm still not sure that you could do this. But it says that you can, if you're going to go away for a week or something and you haven't finished the milk, you can put it in the freezer.
Really?
You're going to freeze it?
And then you come home, you defrost it.
It's okay.
I don't know.
So it kind of holds it like?
It seems like it would not be the same.
I guess it kind of would.
It would hold
possibly.
It.
And also, you can, when your milk sours, you can cook with it. I know that just sketches me out a little bit, but according to this, it says cooking with sour milk is delicious. It's a substitute for buttermilk. You can use it in pancake or biscuit batter, and you can't taste the sour. I've pushed it and let the milk get really old. Ugh.
So
the pancakes turned out fluffy and really good.
So that's restructuring of our train of thought.
True.
Because we think it's sour, it's no good.
Yes.
True.
It's just sour. Makes sense.
It's sour. So if you're cooking with it, you don't
taste
it.
Well, that's buttermilk.
Crepes or something like that. Yeah. And I looked at the date instead of 28, it was 30. And I smelled it, little tinge. I throw it away.
You can use it.
Yeah.
According to this article, they actually talk about the dates that they're actually, that's just a best guess.
That's right.
And there's like eggs. They can be good for a couple weeks after. And there's ways to find out, which you probably know how to check them in water, if they float or sink or whatever. That a lot of times that those dates are just a best guess estimate. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not good.
Well, you know what I found too? Cause I was looking at, stuff in my refrigerator, you know, a week or so ago, and hummus. Now, different brands of hummus, and I'd like to know why this is. Different brands of hummus last longer than the others. Some of them.
As according to the date or according to you open it?
No,
it doesn't
to
feel,
the dates. Okay. To the dates. Like, you know, I buy them at the same time. You know, I guess now that I'm saying that, maybe that one particular one doesn't sell as well and it's old sitting there. Mm-hmm. That could be it. Well, that could be it, now that I'm thinking about it. But I've noticed this a few times, though.
And how do you know if, because I always wonder if it's, how do you know if it's bad? Doesn't really smell any different?
You know, that,
I say it's good, eat it.
Mine that was past date, I did, I opened it, I looked at it, and I smelled, and it smelled like hummus. I mean, it didn't really smell anything other than hummus.
I know
I don't know.
Then you'll taste, and you'll go, no, it tastes good.
And then you're like, maybe not.
Then it's in your head.
It's true.
And you just... Get rid of it.
That is so true. And you know, it's kind of the funny thing in our family. When we go to my mother's house, my brother and I, all the time, like if we happen to eat over there or whatever, we're always like, if she takes out, you know, if we need mayonnaise or we need like a mustard or whatever, yeah, we're always like,
say, you're gonna check the date.
Check mom's dates. Like she always has stuff out of date all the time. She gets so mad at us.
That's good. Now, how about greens or carrots? If they start to get wilted and soft, what do? You toss them?
Yes.
Yeah. I do.
Well, my carrots, when they get like kind of, you know, soggy.
Limpy, yeah.
So try this next time. Most vegetables that wilt in the fridge can be soaked in a bowl of ice water, and that will crisp them back up.
And cook them.
Right.
And then,
but no, it says, for instance, this works well with carrots, greens, and broccoli. I've been amazed at how a droopy carrot can perk up in a bowl of ice water.
Oh, my. Well, I think anything can probably perk up in a bowl.
Yeah, it's like taking a cold shower.
Right. Apparently, you wake your vegetables up with a cold shower.
Even years ago, I remember doing this with the kids, is stale potato chips. Just put it on a cookie sheet and throw them in the oven at 300 degrees for about 5 minutes. They're perfect.
Excellent tip.
They're
never
perfect.
Would have thought about that. Because the kids always leave the bags open.
I know.
The crackers,
I'm just saying,
chips.
You throw them in, they're perfect.
I bet they taste better.
They
like
taste
that too.
Excellent. Nice crunch to them the whole bit.
I'm going
to
do that.
It is, the humidity gets in them. And yeah, not bad. It's just presentation incorrect.
It's true.
That's a lot of little
another
tricks.
Good tip.
That's a good
I
one.
Love good tips.
You know, yesterday we had on the show, we had Chelsea from Queen City Cupcakes on, right, you know, a couple doors down.
Oh, and, that's right. I missed her.
Yes.
I forgot she was going to be on yesterday.
She came on and she had some big news to share.
What was the big news?
You didn't know?
She didn't tell you? She told me there was going to be some big news, but she didn't tell me. I forgot that was yesterday. I would have listened.
Yes. Well, it's pretty big news. They were asked to be involved in a show. It's called Sugar Showdown. It airs tonight at 9 p.m. and they're the first episode on it. And she couldn't tell anybody. They went and they went to Toronto. They flew them to Toronto. I guess it's the sister station of Food Network, the cooking channel.
Oh yeah. It
okay.
Is, yeah.
And she couldn't tell us. I mean, she was now able to tell us that they went, but when they went, they had to close their shop down for like 3 days, but they couldn't tell anybody why. It's like she said it's very strict confidentiality. The winner wins $10,000, and of course, you know, she couldn't tell us. I'm like, so right now, you know, if you won it or someone else, and she goes,
right.
I know. I'm
right.
Like, oh my gosh,
that's
that
a
cool?
big deal. So we can watch tonight.
We
just
can watch it
go
tonight.
To the cooking channel at
cooking
9 o'clock.
Channel. She did tell me yesterday that she thought it was channel 239 on Comcast.
Yeah, it's way up. Yeah.
But you know what I did? I did try to find 239. And it wasn't there.
No, I think it's lower than that.
So it might not be in your lineup.
You know what I did?
I
put it in my search. I, you know, typed in the letters Sugar Showdown and it came up. And it, you know.
It's perfect. Okay.
I recorded it.
It's right around 112, I think, something like that. 239 seems high. But, you know, I looked at that a little while ago up in that upper. You never go there. But I did enough on Cooking Channel and Paula Deen was on there.
Really?
So, see, it's the sister one.
Yeah.
She was on it.
Chelsea said.
That's part of Food Network, but see, it's a different LLC.
So, if we watch this tonight,
we're going
to
find out.
We're going to have to, you know, go be the first people in line tomorrow.
I know.
If they win.
Definitely.
I need to get a cupcake first thing.
I know.
That'll be my breakfast tomorrow.
Very cool.
Yeah, she was,
of course, so excited. And now she can tell people that, you know, where they really went in Toronto. She was telling even family and stuff that they were gone on girls' weekend, her and her sister.
Top secret.
And she said it was a long day of filming, and but it was really stressful. But she said it was really fun. And so it was pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
So, you know, to pick her. She does. I mean, it's amazing what they do over there.
It really is.
They do a lot. She's doing tons of weddings all the time, you know, and you know what? I think it's great because they can pick a different flavor for every 24 cupcakes.
Yep.
So really, when you think about it, you know, you go to a wedding, some people don't like
the one cake you usually get,
yeah. And you get a whole variety of stuff
that's
and
brilliant.
They set it up on a
it's a big
tier
deal.
And
cupcakes
and
now
they
for
even
weddings.
Make a big cutting cake cupcake It sits in all chocolate all around the cupcake. It looks like a big cupcake, and it's what the bride and the groom will cut.
Wow.
Isn't that brilliant?
In chocolate?
Like she makes like
a chocolate liner.
Liner, exactly. Yum. It's all made out of chocolate, and it's their cutting cake, she calls it. Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
And for listeners tuning in, we're talking about Queen City Cupcakes, which is just a couple of doors down from us here on Elm Street in Manchester.
So that's pretty good.
So
that's
we'll have to tonight. Tune in to see if they won.
Tonight. And 9 o'clock.
9 p.m. Yep.
My kids are going to say that they have to stay up and watch it now because they love, like, what, Cupcake Wars? Is that the other show?
Yep.
They absolutely love that show. So they're going to be like, we have to stay up and watch that.
I guess what the Sugar Showdown is, it is each week it's different. It's going to be cupcakes, pies, cakes, and donuts.
Mm.
It'll be a showdown.
So donuts will be the new craze.
Different one. Right? I think that's so cool. Yum. So anyway, so yeah, tonight at 9. But it's time for us to take a break.
All right.
You're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Tracy Gregoire. And Dad is in the house, George Lawrence. And it is October 1st, which we kind of failed to mention a little earlier.
I mean, October.
Not that everybody probably realizes it is October 1st. But I mean,
Halloween.
I actually did not.
How fast September went by. I mean, September
really
just flew by.
It seemed like school just started.
I know. It does. And it's already October. I mean, it's crazy.
And other food news is McDonald's or Burger King coming out for Halloween with a black
roll. I saw that. I think it's Burger King.
Is it Burger King? A black
bun. Did you see it?
No. There was a picture of it.
Black.
Jet black.
Like bun. Jet black bun.
For Halloween. I don't know if that turns you on or off.
I think it's kind of off.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, thank you.
I mean, they're using coloring, right? I mean, probably tastes it.
Yeah.
I wonder if you turn black.
If your mouth and your lips and everything.
You know?
Teeth, it's true. Some kind of something in your food color.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's going to flop.
Yeah,
but this is the kind of day for a nice meatloaf.
You know what? It is so a perfect day for meatloaf. It's like soup season, chili,
I haven't been cooking,
recipes.
So that's why I don't have too many new recipes. But this is just, I call it my spaghetti sauce basic. Delish.
Yum.
And you usually start off with a chopped onion. A half of an onion is fine for this recipe. And chop it kind of fine. Saute it. Start it in that nice little bottom of that pan you're using to make the sauce. And then you'll take a pound and a half, pound and three quarters of Hamburg. 80-20 is what I've been using, but you can use 75-25. On meatloaf, I would say 80-20. Then saute that up. I'm doing scrambled Hamburg. Sorry. 1.5 pounds of Hamburg. And then to that, you're going to put the 2 eggs, 1 cup of seasoned breadcrumbs. Saute, with your onion, you should have sauteed your clove of garlic with it to get it out.
So saute some onions and garlic.
Yeah, first. Then when that's all golden, you add your other ingredients, your Hamburg and your breadcrumbs. And 3 cans of sauce crushed, or you do the whole tomatoes.
This is a meatloaf?
No, the sauce. It's a sauce. That's always wrong. It's meat. You know, it's spaghetti sauce.
Oh, you.
I started with a meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
I had it on meatloaf. That's why. Yeah. No, spaghetti sauce. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so
why
a meat
I was
sauce.
Going the other way. It's meat sauce for the hamburger spaghetti.
Okay.
Spaghetti sauce. Salt, pepper, a little bit of. I do put a tablespoon of sugar in it. Adds fresh parsley, a little oregano, and it's optional to put a little bit of red flakes and let that simmer for about 25-30 minutes. And it's not a meatloaf, it's a spaghetti sauce.
But it is still a great day for a meatloaf.
It is. That's what I have on my mind. I was coming down the stairs and I said, what a day for meatloaf. And I'm doing spaghetti
That's
sauce.
Why you had meatloaf on the brain.
Yep.
So saute some onions and garlic and then add salt and pepper, a little bit of oregano.
It's kind of simple.
Yeah, and then add
pound and a half of Hamburg. Seasoned.
Seasoned breadcrumbs.
So still eggs?
You're not going to put eggs.
I do put eggs.
Eggs and breadcrumbs in a sauce? That sounds meatloafish.
No, that's meatloaf.
Well, what the heck? I have a mistake here.
Yeah, you're right. I think you were thinking of two different recipes.
No, I am, all in one.
So we're going to keep out the breadcrumbs and keep out the eggs.
Yeah, no eggs. exactly right.
And saute it up, and then three cans of,
I put three cans to the pound and a half.
Of whole tomatoes?
Whole, but then you use the motorboat.
Oh, okay, and then crush
or
them up.
Or use a crush.
Or
straight crush.
I like to use crush.
And this comes out very, very nice. Really is. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti sauce.
Meatloaf.
Not meatloaf. Yeah. You know, when I make a meatloaf, you know, I will usually use ground turkey for my meatloaf.
Yeah,
I've done that.
And I think it's
good.
I think it's tastier.
I really do. My kids love that too.
Yeah, it's really good. But I put two eggs in it, and I'll put the seasoned breadcrumbs, salt, pepper. I also use some barbecue sauce I'll put in there.
Right.
And that's about it. Yeah. You know, mix it all up and, you know, salt and pepper, of course, and maybe different seasonings in my cabinet. And then I always put on the top ketchup and mustard. And then always taught us to do it with Diet Coke.
Diet Coke or Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's right. You
either one. I just started recently doing a Dr. Pepper.
And then bake it in the oven.
Yep.
What does that do? And how much of the...
It caramelizes everything.
Oh, how much do you use?
Maybe a bottle, half a can.
You can put the whole can.
Yeah, it depends
on
how much you use.
It works.
Make it liquidy. You have to use more breadcrumbs.
No. You do it after you have the loaf
in
your pan with it all, with your
okay.
toppings
okay.
and stuff.
Right.
Then pour one over in it. You know, it'll fill up your pan a little bit.
Ooh,
you know,
interesting.
And bake it in the oven. Yeah, it's very, very good.
You know, the very start of that, I went off by memory. I'm thinking now. I started with the onion and the garlic, and then I went to the hamburger, and then I was making meatloaf because I was thinking meatloaf. Yeah. And then you just swap over the other ways. Just keep on mixing.
I mean, I'm
dry.
And I'm like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, I guess so.
That is so funny. You know, should also remind listeners that tonight there is an event going on. It starts at, I just want to make sure I get my time correctly. I'm pretty sure it's at 3. Yes, it's 3 o'clock, 3 to 7 today. Actually, it'll start in about an hour over at the Radisson right here on Elm Street. It's the Tri-City Expo. And the theme this year is Throwback Thursday, and there's all kinds of exhibitors, and, you know, they're all chamber members and stuff. And there's also a food court. There'll be people selling food there, and it's usually a really fun time. Go and network and, you know, meet people. And
that's
that.
Just open to the public. You don't have to be members.
You do not have to be members to go in. I think it's like $5. Actually, you know what? You can even go to Tri-City Expo, and you can print off a free pass. And I think it's like $5. Anyway. Yeah, you can. It's fun. You go to go meet other businesses and
yeah,
stuff like
definitely.
That. So
let's check that out.
Yeah, definitely.
What else we got?
Well, I do have here, Chef Patrick is doing it's called Tantalizing Tapas. It's going to be on Thursday, October 15th. It's $10 per ticket. It's a series that he does, Chef to School series. He's going to be... going and cooking with the kids over at Concord High and in the culinary department over there. And he's going to be making a dinner with them. And it's all like tapas stuff. He has five different menu items here. And they're $10 a ticket. You can actually go to Food for Thought with Carol on Facebook page. And I have it listed there that you can get more detailed information if you want to get a ticket. But it's only $10 per person. And listen to his menu. Caramelized onion and pear crostini with autumn salad.
Mm.
Puff pastry chicken stuffed with Borzen cheese and spinach with a roasted red pepper coulis.
Oh, my.
Right?
I don't know what half that is, but it sounds really good.
It sounds really good.
I know. Terminology is unbelievable.
It is. And then listen to this one. Butternut, the rest of them. Butternut squash, cranberries, and sage risotto. Braised short rib with truffle, mashed potato, and roasted root vegetable. And sticky toffee pudding with caramelized apples.
Jeez. Now, when is that again?
That is Thursday, October 15th. It's at 6 p.m. at Concord High in their Crimson Cafe. Starts at 6. And $10 a person.
Yeah.
That's very
reasonable.
You can't
go wrong.
There must be a limit of how many people, I think.
He didn't say that.
Okay.
You know, I think Daryl and I might go to that. I think, you know, I think it'll be fun. And
I think it will be.
So it's kind
pretty
of
good.
You know what his mission is really is to get, you know, so that the high school kids know that, you know, the restaurant business is important. It's easy to get into. You can
that
go to the
nice.
Community college. You're not paying $70,000 a
right.
year to go to college, you know, and it's all right there. So
excellent.
All right. Well, that was fun. Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah,
thank
nice
you, Dad.
Hanging out with you guys today.
Nice day.
As always.
Tomorrow we will be in studio with Oh, gosh. Where's my... Chef Jason of the Food Bank. That'll be fun. And Jen from Palace Theater. So up next, Kale & Company. And he is in the house. He's in the Beacon right now. So we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye.